Welcome to another episode. We have some good things for you this week. Up first, we're going to take a look at ancient times with King Midas.
Blast from the past. King Midas is one of the most legendary figures from ancient Anatolia, remembered primarily for the myth that everything he touched turned to gold. He ruled the Phrygian kingdom in what is now central Turkey during the 8th century BCE. His capital was the city of Gordion, located southwest of modern-day Ankara. Historically, Midas was a real king, though the golden touch is likely myth. He was known for his wealth, political influence, and connections with both the Greek and Assyrian worlds. The article reports the discovery of a 2,800-year-old royal tomb near the ancient city of Gordion. Archaeologists uncovered a burial mound containing cremated remains and over 100 artifacts, including bronze cauldrons, jugs, and ceremonial vessels. The tomb is believed to belong to a member of Midas's royal family, possibly a close relative. What makes this find especially significant is that it includes the earliest known cremation burial at the site, suggesting a shift in Phrygian funerary customs. The tomb's proximity to the famous Midas Mound strengthens the theory of a royal connection. This discovery is important for several reasons. It deepens our understanding of Phrygian culture, especially their burial practices and craftsmanship. The preservation of the wooden burial chamber and the artifacts offers rare insight into elite life nearly three millennia ago. It also highlights how archaeology continues to reshape our understanding of ancient civilizations. In a broader sense, it reminds us how myth and history often intertwine. Midas may not have turned things to gold, but his legacy clearly endures. Relating this to today, the find underscores the value of preserving cultural heritage. It also shows how modern technology, like remote sensing, can uncover secrets long buried. For travelers and history lovers, it's a chance to connect with a civilization that helped shape the ancient world. If you're interested in visiting, the ancient city of Gordion is near the town of Polatli, about 60 miles southwest of Ankara. The best way to get there is to fly into Ankara Esenboga Airport, ESB, then drive or take a bus to Polatli. The Gordion Museum, nearby, houses many of the artifacts from the site, including those from the newly discovered tomb. The area is also a UNESCO World Heritage Site, making it a must-see for anyone fascinated by ancient history.
You know, we're always one and the same. Without the past, there would be no present, and so on, right? So let's continue looking at an ancient protein. That is very helpful.
Scientists have discovered that an ancient protein structure, known as the helix hairpin helix or HHH motif, can still function even when its molecular structure is flipped into a mirror image. This protein, which normally binds to DNA and RNA, was found to work just as well in its reversed form. The finding challenges the long-standing belief that biological molecules must have a specific handedness, or chirality, to function. Researchers from institutions in Tokyo, Jerusalem, and Israel collaborated on this study, which was published in Anjouan Chemi. The mirror image protein was chemically synthesized and shown to bind both natural and mirror image DNA. This is the first time a nucleic acid-binding protein has been shown to be functionally ambidextrous. The HHH motif is a simple and ancient protein structure found in all domains of life. It plays a key role in DNA repair and replication by recognizing and binding to nucleic acids. Like human hands, molecules can be left or right-handed, and life on Earth has always used left-handed amino acids and right-handed sugars. This preference, called homochirality, has been considered a fundamental rule of biology. The new study shows that the HHH motif can operate in both left and right-handed forms, meaning it can bind to both natural and mirror image DNA. This suggests that early life may have been more flexible in its molecular architecture than previously thought. This discovery overturns the assumption that flipping a protein's handedness renders it useless. It opens up the possibility that early life on Earth, or even life elsewhere, might have used different molecular orientations. The insight also has practical implications. Mirror image proteins are more resistant to degradation, which could make them useful in drug development or synthetic biology. For everyday people, this could eventually lead to more stable medications or new biotechnologies that are less vulnerable to breakdown in the body. It also deepens our understanding of how life might have originated and evolved, offering a glimpse into a time when biology was still experimenting with its basic building blocks. In a way, it reminds us that nature is often more flexible and inventive than we give it credit for.
So, any cannabis lovers, you know, there's an ongoing reasoning about all the manipulation that is going on with the plant. So, hey, I have a nice explanation about an article dealing with 33 genetic markers of a cannabis and cannabinoids. Enjoy.
33 genetic markers. Researchers at University Laval in Quebec have identified 33 genetic markers in cannabis that influence the plant's ability to produce cannabinoids like THC, CBD, and CBN. These markers were found by analyzing over 23,000 molecular traits across 174 cannabis samples. The discovery allows breeders to predict and control the chemical makeup of cannabis strains early in the growing process, rather than relying on trial and error. This means new strains tailored for specific medical conditions or recreational preferences could be developed faster, more cheaply, and with greater consistency. The research marks a major step toward integrating cannabis into modern agricultural science. It also helps overcome decades of limited genetic understanding due to prohibition. The 33 markers are linked to 11 different cannabinoids, each with unique therapeutic or psychoactive effects. For example, THCA is known for its psychoactive potential, while CBDA and CBN are being studied for anti-inflammatory and sleep-related benefits. One key finding was a large gene cluster on a single chromosome that strongly correlates with THC-dominant strains. This kind of mapping allows breeders to fine-tune potency, flavor, and medicinal properties with precision. It also opens the door to creating strains that emphasize rare cannabinoids, which could lead to new treatments for pain, anxiety, or neurological disorders. There are clear advantages to this breakthrough. On the medical side, patients could receive cannabis strains specifically designed to treat their condition, with predictable effects and fewer side effects. Recreational users might benefit from more consistent experiences and a wider variety of options. For growers, the process becomes more efficient and cost-effective. However, there are also concerns. Overspecialization could reduce genetic diversity in cannabis, making crops more vulnerable to disease or environmental stress. There's also the risk of commercial overreach, where profit-driven breeding might prioritize potency over safety or therapeutic value. When comparing dispensary marijuana to street marijuana, the differences are becoming more pronounced. Legal dispensaries are subject to testing and regulation, which means their products are generally safer, more consistent, and labeled with cannabinoid content. Street marijuana, on the other hand, is unregulated and can vary wildly in potency and purity. One growing concern is adulterated marijuana. Street products laced with synthetic cannabinoids, fentanyl, or other harmful substances. These additives can cause severe health issues, including psychosis, seizures, or even death. Before using marijuana, it's important to consider several factors. Know the source of your product. Understand the cannabinoid profile and how it might affect you. Be aware of your own health conditions and whether cannabis could interact with medications. And remember that while cannabis has therapeutic potential, it's not risk-free, especially for young people, pregnant individuals, or those with a history of mental health issues. This genetic breakthrough is a powerful tool, but like any tool, its impact depends on how responsibly it's used. If applied thoughtfully, it could usher in a new era of personalized cannabis medicine and safer recreational use. If misused, it could deepen existing problems in the cannabis market. Either way, It's a turning point worth paying attention to. Let me know if you want to explore the science behind any of the cannabinoids or how this might affect cannabis laws in your area.
Well, all right now. With this one, yeah. Fiber optic nest? I'm going to let y'all go ahead and listen to what y'all got to say.
Fiber optic nests. In Ukraine, amid the ongoing war, soldiers recently spotted something startling. A bird's nest made entirely from fiber optic cable. This surreal image isn't just a fluke of nature. It's a sign of how modern warfare leaves behind traces that wildlife is beginning to adapt to. Birds are now repurposing remnants of advanced military tech to build their homes. These fiber optic cables come from a newer kind of weapon, fiber-connected FPV, first-person view drones. Unlike traditional drones that use radio signals and are vulnerable to jamming, these drones trail a thin fiber optic line that provides an unbreakable communication link between the operator and the drone. That makes them more reliable in areas with heavy electronic warfare and allows them to be stealthy, as they emit no detectable signals. The fiber drones offer several major advantages. They can't be jammed, making them perfect for frontline use. They're also incredibly stealthy and can operate in urban environments, flying through windows or alleys to strike hidden targets. Some models can even operate up to 50 kilometers away, using ultra-lightweight spools of cable. While the fiber cable nests themselves don't serve a tactical function, they represent something bigger. Nature is adjusting to the realities of human conflict. For humans, the implications are both powerful and concerning. On one hand, this technology gives Ukraine a critical edge. On the other, it leaves behind tons of synthetic fiber that birds are now weaving into their homes. Fiber isn't biodegradable, and even though it's not toxic, no one fully knows how this might affect local ecosystems in the long term. For humanity, the benefits include stronger military tactics and rapid technological innovation. More than a dozen Ukrainian companies are now building these drones, showing how war accelerates engineering breakthroughs. But the consequences are real too. Environmental clutter, intensified drone warfare, and a greater chance that civilians get caught up in high-tech conflict. The image of a bird nesting in high-grade fiber cable is haunting but symbolic. It shows how deeply intertwined nature and human invention have become, even on the battlefield.
All right now. As always, appreciate you listening and hanging out for a moment. To all the dads, happy Father's Day. Definitely appreciate it. And until next time, when we meet at the crossroads, peace.